Welcome to your Giants training camp report brought to you by New Era. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And Paul, some good news, some guys that have been dealing with some issues, health issues, were at practice. We're talking about linebackers Mark Herzlich, as well as Jaquan Williams, and Hakeem Nicks, who took about, 75% of the snaps.
Yeah, it's a pretty good number if you're Tom Coughlin, because Hakeem Nicks, we all know what he can do. And you know, Anita, it's funny because he looks almost in midseason form. You can't tell because practice is not quite game speed, of course, and even the preseason's not quite regular season speed, but it looks as though Hakeem and Eli Manning are on the same page. They've been doing some individual route running drills over the last week or so, but this was a real practice against real defenders, and it was good to see Hakeem getting it done.
And this news is going to make some Giants fans happy. Running back David Wilson got more snaps with the first team. He's hoping that he's going to impress the coaches even more against the Chicago Bears for more playing time.
They got me going with the one, so I look at it as really my first preseason game. Getting a real feel and going against a first team defense and out there with the starters and see how productive I can be. I mean, you're in there with Eli and all the other guys, so you want to go out there and show what you can do, and hopefully you can get more reps with Eli and be getting more plays with the ones.
So, Paul, let's talk about David Wilson. The big concern here, everybody knows what he can do. He's just so explosive. But the big concern is pass protection, helping keep Eli safe in that backfield.
Well, you know, Anita, he's got the quicks and the jukes. We've seen that. You could see it from the first day he stepped here at rookie minicamp. But the thing about it is, he didn't do a lot of pass protection at Vautech. And here, the Giants know they need him to keep Eli upright. And he's finally starting to get that a little bit. You know, we've been now in camp and in preseason for a few weeks. I think Wilson's catching on that if you don't do that, you're not going to play. Now, the other day against the Jets, he only had one protection play to run. He did okay. He got his body in the way. It wasn't a great block, but it was good enough. And so he has to build on that now.
Now, on defense, we know Jerron Hosley is dealing with somewhat of a turf toe issue. He's been walking around in a boot. Well, you've got Will Hill, who was really impressive at practice. Now, we call it the Ghidra package that we know that Perry Fuel likes to use with the three safeties. And Will Hill really worked with, I don't want to say the first team, but in that package with the starters today.
Yeah, he pretty much took over Deion Grant's role. And there was one play where he made a pick. I think Ramsey's Barden might have been the intended receiver on the play. And Will Hill was all over it, out of the slot, I might add. And then on another play, he and Victor Cruz were going at it. And I said, Victor, little jersey on jersey, huh? And Victor had him by half a step. Victor said, yeah, but I got him, didn't I? And he did. Got him down the left sideline for a touchdown. But hey, everybody gets beat by Victor Cruz every once in a while.
And possibly some good news on defense as well. We're going to hear from head coach Tom Coughlin. Sean Big Baby Rogers got a second opinion on that blood clot in his leg. Let's listen in.
Well, there's a ray of hope, that's all. So we're just going to hang in there as long as we can. I'm not going to be able to give you all the medical stuff. He is on his medication. There is a chance that he could come back and play. What we've been told. So we're just going to hang in there as long as we can, see if they can determine where he is and how fast that he would be able to play and all that stuff. No, nothing. Well, nothing changed. He went and had another opinion, and a little more positive would be the way to say it.
All right, so, Paul, we hear from head coach Tom Coughlin. Second opinion, really some big hope here that the Giants will have big baby Sean Rogers at some point in time this season.
You know, it's really important, Anita, because the Giants have been decimated at that defensive tackle spot. You know, Chris Candy, with every passing day, doesn't look like he's going to be ready for opening day. And so that creates a roster logjam because they wanted to keep four. Well, let's see. Marvin Austin's got a bit of a bulky back. Candy's got himself a knee problem. Rogers had this blood thinner thing going on, and they thought they were going to lose him for the season. But if they can get any kind of insurance from the medical staff that he's going to be back in a few weeks, well, now that maybe lessens the need to keep another defensive tackle on the roster while they wait for Candy to get back. And don't forget, Rocky Benoit's got a bit of a bulky knee, too.
Right.
So it's a situation the Giants have to monitor very closely.
So some positive news on your Giants training camp report. Anita Marks, Paul Dottino, brought to you by New Era.